Lindsey Graham primary challenger aims to use Podesta email against him. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 10, 2025. Mark Lynch, a conservative businessman running against Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, is seeking to use an email between Paul Harstad, former President Barack Obama's top pollster, and John Podesta, the co-chairman on the Obama transition team, to show Graham is an undercover Democrat. In a copy of an email from June 11, 2014, posted by WikiLeaks and viewed by Breitbart News, Graham is described as being the best future Republican ally of the Obama administration. Harstad advises Podesta that Obama should discreetly talk with Graham in the aftermath of his impressive primary win, adding that Obama should probably not directly put a call into Graham. Graham is the best future Republican ally of the administration for the next 2 years, and in a close Senate may provide a critical vote on a number of occasions, much more so than he has recently, Harstad writes. Harstad is also a member of Democracy Alliance, an elite, invitation-only collection of liberal moneymen that has steered tens of millions of dollars to campaigns and groups backed by the White House, including the President's Super PAC, Priorities USA, the Washington Free Beacon reported in September 2012. Keeping the call discreet may be in Graham's best interest and future latitude, Harstad added in the email. You know far better than I how to make it happen, but I think it's important that it happen. I'm sure Graham will have to continue to fulminate against the administration for the next 5 months and beyond. Lynch issued a statement describing Graham as a two-faced flip-flopper who has been working with operatives and strategists at the very top of the Democrat Party. Back in 2016, it would have been difficult to name more sinister villains than John Podesta, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama, and we definitely would not have guessed that a senator from South Carolina would be working alongside them, Lynch added. Lynch added that people like liberal megadonor George Soros, Podesta, and Obama are exactly the type of swamp creatures that Graham works for, adding that Graham openly advocates for amnesty and sending Americans to fight and die in another endless war. In a video posted to Facebook, Lynch explained that the information comes directly from WikiLeaks, which published 30,000 emails from former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's data breach when she used a private email server. This information comes directly from WikiLeaks, which published 30,000 emails of Hillary Clinton's data breach, where she was using a private email server while serving as our Secretary of State, Lynch said. One of the emails on Hillary's email servers is a smoking gun, proving that what many have suspected for quite some time. Lindsey Graham is compromised by Democrats and works behind the scenes to assist Barack Obama and Democrats to achieve their policy objectives in the United States Senate. Lynch explained that the email was a peek behind the scenes that tells people how the swamp really works. The bottom line is this: operatives at the very top of the Democratic Party machine have been working closely with Lindsey Graham since at least as far back as 2014, Lynch added. The South Carolina businessman announced in February that he would be challenging Graham on the Republican side for South Carolina's Senate seat, according to South Carolina Daily Gazette. Lynch explained that Graham was not one of us, and added that he is running for U.S. Senate to remove a 30-year veteran named Lindsey Graham. While Graham's latest campaign filing showed that he had over $15.6 million available, Lynch has indicated he is prepared to use between $4 million and $5 million of his own money for his campaign, according to the outlet. We the people spoke during Trump's election, and we are going to speak again, Lynch said, adding that Graham doesn't have the money that God does. Graham, who has served as a U.S. senator since 2003, was re-elected to his fourth term in November 2020 against former Democratic National Committee, DNC, Chair Jamie Harrison. As Breitbart News's Christina Wong reported, Graham easily won re-election over Harrison. Graham received 54.5% of the vote, or 1,369,137 votes, while Harrison received 44.2% of the vote, or 1,110,828 votes, according to the New York Times. In the aftermath of the Oval Office incident between President Donald Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, which resulted in Zelensky being asked to leave the White House after making disrespectful remarks, Graham has expressed that Trump gave a masterclass on how to stand up for America. Graham has suggested that Zelensky resign from office in the aftermath of the Oval Office incident.